Evening to you. Where has all the treaty money gone? That's what some of you will say. What have Māori done with some of those huge claims? Well, post-settlement, some iwi have proven themselves to have a pretty strong head for business. And what is the largest financial analysis of its kind to be ever undertaken in this country, 31 post-settlement iwi and hapū were surveyed by the ANZ. Without exception, the groups who boasted a combined asset base of $4.6 billion recorded a positive profit on their commercial assets over the last reported year. That average return was 8.2%, a higher return than our largest listed companies and listed property trusts. But, as always, there is room for improvement. David Harrison is the ANZ's head of Māori relationships. Hi, David.
Kia ora, Rachel. Nice to talk to you again.
And to you. Now, tell me, who's doing particularly well? Who's a standout?
I think it's, I think to begin with, it's important to note that, returns are a product of or a factor of taking risks. So looking at returns on their own and making judgments around one doing better than another can be misleading. However, when we do look at the results, we can see that for those that have higher returns, they tended to have, less than a quarter of their assets in cash and managed funds and more direct investments in stakes in private equity businesses. So those are some of the things we can see. I think, stepping back from that, I think what's really exciting about this is that we're seeing that, in I guess what would be what I could call challenging circumstances for iwi, that they are, proving that they're able to manage assets post-settlement in a way that delivers strong commercial outcomes.
That relies on good governance, doesn't it?
Really, good governance and good managers all the way through.
Mm.
So, we can see that, for a large majority of cases, CEOs, 75% of them said that they felt that their boards were strong across the board or good overall in terms of their collective skills and effectively managing the risk of their investments. So, again, that's good from both the governance and management level.
Whenever I'm in Christchurch, David, I often see Naitahu projects, and they're big and they seem super successful, and there's so much construction and what's going on in Christchurch, and you will see billboards that say this is a Naitahu project. What are they doing so well? Because they're one of the success stories, really, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, without talking about any one specific iwi, I think we can see from the report clear evidence in the trend of iwi moving from, large asset holdings in cash and managed funds into more direct and active investments over time. In many regions, and Christchurch is one, iwi are going to become strong drivers of regional growth. So, I think for New Zealand businesses looking to sell or transition ownership into new hands, then, a thriving iwi and Māori business sector offers, new options, with real appeal. And also I think in that sort of capital-constrained environment, where we're looking increasingly offshore for investment, then iwi and Māori wanting to invest locally offers a great alternative to that. And I guess you talk about infrastructure as one good example of that.
Yeah, well, as this report points out, iwi have over 50% of their assets held either in cash or managed funds. So room for improvement in terms of investment. And are you suggesting especially local investment?
Yes, I think, obviously it's a priority for iwi to invest locally. I think the other exciting thing we're seeing about iwi investment is that there's more collaboration happening. So there was the launch of a new fund last week being scoped by Ngāti Awa and the New Zealand Super Fund and the Ministry of Business and Innovation and Employment. That's a perfect example of where iwi are looking to mobilise themselves and invest with a collective intent. And the point of this fund is to enable iwi to gain the scale needed to target bigger deals. So, for example, infrastructure is a perfect case for that, where creates the opportunity for iwi to access and participate in far bigger deals that they would so do individually.
We're talking about public-private partnerships here?
Potentially, yes.
Okay. What sort of Kiwi businesses should be taking advantage? I mean, it's a pretty cash-rich environment out there, over 50% of the assets held in cash or managed funds. What sort of businesses should be, working with some of these hapū and iwi and tapping into that cash-rich Māori economy?
I think, for businesses and farm owners looking to sell, iwi and Māori with their long-term investment horizons and their strong social values would make great partners to continue, the legacy that they, as business owners or farm owners, have started over generations themselves. So I think, for a range of sectors, whether it be in the primary industries, your classical fishing, farming, forestry, or whether it's in, you know, new kind of innovative areas. And I think that group should be reaching out to connect with Evian Māori to learn more about them, to look for those opportunities for partnership.